Unit 13. Destination Disaster. 1.
Aggressive driving has been a problem for a long time. Driving too close behind another car, overtaking and then moving back in too quickly, or braking suddenly to annoy the driver behind. This sort of driving often causes accidents. But now we often read about road rage, when a driver uses his or her car like a weapon in order to harm another driver.
2.
Road rage is mostly a problem among young men, but it can happen to anyone. In the USA, a quiet 40-year-old secretary shot another woman driver because she braked suddenly on the freeway. And in another incident, a senior citizen drove over a man's leg after fighting over a parking space. Doctors had to cut the leg off.
3. Why do normal drivers become different people behind the steering wheel? One reason is stress. Many people today have to travel a long way to work. There are too many cars on the road and a lot of traffic jams. Even small mistakes by other drivers or cyclists can cause road rage. One man tried to injure a woman driver because he didn't like the sticker on her car. 4.
Some people also think that the design of today's cars contributes to road rage. In the USA, very large sports utility vehicles, called SUVs, which look like military vehicles, are very popular. Over 25% of the new cars that people buy in America are SUVs. People feel safer and more important in them. And it is easy to use these scary, big cars to frighten other drivers.
5.
Road rage is a real problem. However, we should remember that a lot more people die in road accidents than in road rage cases. Each year, there are 1.2 million road deaths and 50 million injuries worldwide. Road rage can kill, but speed and bad driving are the biggest killers.